What's the Numbers TV?
It's your boy Batty Bills from What's the Numbers TV. Shout out to my guy Poe Rowe. Today we got a living legend in the building. None other than Manny Black. You know, Uptown legend. You know, people know who he is. And we're gonna get into him. We're gonna elaborate on a lot of things today. And we're gonna get y'all to know Manny and Manny's his introduction to the world, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot to talk about. So Manny, let the people know about you. Where you from, man?
Well, right now, I'm born and raised in Southside Jamaica, Queens. Grew up there doing the norm, you know what I'm saying? As a kid, even with the dancing shit, dancing, you know what I'm saying? Having fun, you know?
Reggae. You grew up like around the Run DMC era, L, Cool J?
Yes. Not for nothing. Let me see. It was, was it Jam Master J? No, DMC.
Yes.
Me, him, Lloyd Daniels, the basketball player.
Lloyd Daniels, football, yeah.
We left Andrew Jackson High School around the same year.
Wow. So you went to the Jack?
Yes, I went to Andrew Jackson High School.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, and then you also was in Harlem?
Yes, I was back and forth. Like, I came from Queens and moved uptown.
Okay.
Because I also, you know, I went to junior high school uptown.
Okay.
I went to IS-10, the Dime.
IS-10, the Dime, yeah. Real yes, famous high school in Harlem.
You know, and then
yeah.
When I got out of there, I was supposed to go to Jewel Richmond. I was in there for one day. They called me, said no, and they sent me back to school in Queens. So I was going to school in Queens. My mom's moved back to Queens and everything. So now I'm back in Queens, you know, normal life, you know what I'm saying? As a kid growing up and everything, having fun and everything. And then I moved back to Harlem in 1981.
Moved back to Harlem in 81.
Yes.
So, like, I tell the people the temperature of Harlem in 1981. What was going on in Harlem in 81?
It was, yo, it was there already. Like, you know what I'm saying? As I'm up there and I'm just checking things out and everything, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my friends that I went to school with and everything, cars and everything, and I'm like this, wow, I'm packing bags.
Yeah, what were you packing bags at?
And halfway Fifth Street and 7th Avenue and Pioneers. I used to run home from school just to go and pack bags from when I get out of school up until 8 o'clock, go to school every day for $20. I thought I had it all. But now I got my friends that was in the school with all the money in the world. I'm like, yo. And that's where I started at.
So that was your introduction into the game. So basically, at school, your friends had all the money in the world.
Yes.
And then did you notice what they were doing to get all the money in the world?
I used to, yo, like one of my best friends from my block, he was like, yo, you need to hustle. And I'm like, this, I am hustling, man, pack it bad. He said, nah, you need to hustle, don't worry about it. I got somebody that I'm gonna introduce you to that I'm down with. So I said, okay. So he took me, introducing me to Big J, my man. Okay.
Oh, Big Jesse.
Hey, and now for now, we always from the same spot. But me focuses on going to school and packing bags. I'm not even, you know what I'm saying, looking at him this way and everything. So now, yeah. So he put me to him and yo, you want to get some money? I'm like, yeah, I want to get some money. He said, all right. He said, you ever hustled before? I said, nah. He said, okay. I just need you to watch the front for the police.
So boom. And where's this location at? What was this?
This was on 146th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue.
And what was this? Is a building?
Yes, it was a courtyard. It was a courtyard, 211.
Okay.
It was like an abandoned building, but people was actually living in it. Everybody in there was like things and stuff.
All right. So Big J, Big J introduced you to the game.
And that was in 82, 83.
Okay.
And I tell you this, it was like. It was heroin. It was no cracks or nothing. I was like,
no cocaine.
It was just heroin.
It's heroin.
And all I had to do was watch the front. So, you know,
how much you got paid for watching the front?
Well, I supposedly had got paid $100 a night.
A night.
But it used to be so, I was in the winter, it used to be so cold that I used to quit 10 minutes before pay time. And they're like, well, go home, then you ain't get paid. And I did that for 2 weeks. So me, I really was just, you know what I'm saying, actually out there hustling, not getting no money just to be down.
Yeah. For 2 weeks, you ain't getting no pay, you just outside chilling.
Nothing. 2 weeks. So, and then I come out every day at the same time and do the same thing. Watch the front, feet cold, leave without pay every day. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, they loved it because, you know what I'm saying, they were like, yo, that's very crazy. But I learned.
All right. So then after the 2 weeks, what you say, I ain't getting no money, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so I just tell my boy and everything, like, yo, I don't never get paid this and that. So, yo, you got to stay. He going to pay you, but you got to stay in, like everybody else until 12 midnight and everything. So I'm like, yo, all right. So, you know what I'm saying? Make a long story short, I'm still there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm watching everything. So, yeah, everybody coming in the building is white. Mm. Everybody. So I'm like, wow.
Man, I got this all.
This is, yeah. So then I got this other dude come up there like, yo, you wanna buy some see-through blues? I'm like, yo, what the hell is a see-through blue? He's like, they needles. I was like, he said, nah, yo, bro, look, you give me $35. It's 100 of them in the box. You sell them for $1. You make $100. So I was like, alright, hold them for me. I get them from you. Now I stayed the whole day to get my pay.
Mm-hmm.
Got my pay, homie came back, I bought them from him. I sold them in one day, right there, watching the front. So I'm like, this here. Now I'm really leaving before I get paid. So when I make my $100, I leave. They were like, yo, I ain't doing nothing no more. You know what I'm saying? So it was good. You know what I'm saying? It was excellent. Because I took that to another level. Why was them doing this on my own?
I so you're getting paid, you're selling the needles on your own, and you get paid for watching. Yeah, your lookout.
In a matter of a month's time, I'm looking like I'm making more money than my friends, and they said, what you call? I'm making $500-$600 a day.
Selling needles.
Easy. Selling needles. Mm. Learn the game just like that. So now, that's there. I don't know. I knew everybody that was in the jukebox. I knew everybody.
With the jukebox at this time, like, so y'all was still selling, the courtyard was still bumping, but the jukebox wasn't popping at the time?
No. Jukebox is the biggest spot in Harlem.
Okay.
It's AZ spot. Wonderful dude. Wonderful dude. AZ. Yeah. Wonderful dude.
Yeah.
He's there with his crew.
Didn't have part of his crew?
No. We in 46th Street. He's in 45th Street. One way or the other, his thing, I never, you know what I'm saying, got involved with that. He was having some type of problem.
Okay.
But I guess he said it's time for him to leave. But at the same time, it's a gold mine. So he got to get somebody to take over it for him.
And who did he get take over for him?
Alpo.
Okay.
This is Alpo stepped into it. Yo, I heard a lot of stories and stuff. But
yeah.
This is coming from me. And definitely. I know for a fact. Okay. When Alpo came uptown, however he met A and was with A, this and that and everything.
Did he meet A through Rich, or how did that?
I don't know. I think it could have been Rich or Boogaloo. Either one of them. Gangsta Lou, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. I'm talking about all wonderful people. But look at this. This is for a fact. When A said he was going to leave, and he said he's going to let Poe be in charge of the jukebox. That's the most money Poe ever made in his life. That's when, that was his introduction.
Mm.
And you're hearing it, and I'm telling you straight up just like that. That's something that I know. So now they need somebody.
So Poe's recruiting them. He got the jukebox, he recruiting.
And not much as recruiting, because They it was told to him, God bless the dead, Cato. I don't know if you heard of him.
I heard Cato.
Okay, God bless the dead. Cato and Big J was like this.
Yeah,
so,
Big J told me about Cato. God bless the dead, but Big J too.
Yes. Cato told yo, you can't have nobody from somewhere else come up here. My man Big J is right around the corner. That's his block. People respect him, this and that. Let him do it. So he said, okay. But they put him and Poe together.
You and Poe working the jukebox together for A.
Yes. Yes. We, not we, Jay got to get it from him and do it. He dealt with him. He's not dealing with A or nothing. He's just dealing straight with Poe. And I'm the one that never did nothing. I watch everybody around me, Big J, everybody, not for nothing. I watch all of them do their drugs and everything. And they were like, damn, man, he don't do nothing. He don't drink or nothing. He always focused. I'm the lieutenant. That was me.
Yeah.
I'm in with him. So, you know, me and Poe, we built our relationship and everything, and he always talked to me on the side and everything. Like, I'm the only one able to go to his mother's house when he was living on 105 First in the Drive to get whatever. Jay wasn't even allowed to go there. Only me.
So I'm gonna ask you this: how did the jukebox operate? Like, what was the operation of the jukebox like? Like, was it how did it operate? Tell me, like, if I'm a customer coming to cop, what am I gonna go through?
Okay, you walk right in. It was a storefront.
Okay.
And inside of there was a boutique glass thing. You just come in there, say what you want, stick the money through the hole, get it, keep it moving. Sometime we'll be like, yo, 5 minutes. That mean that we waiting for it to come again. Everybody used to be lined up inside and then outside. I would tell you like this here, and it's going to sound crazy. You probably heard it from Ed or whatever. When we got in the jukebox, we made 45 to 50,000 a day. Easy. Selling 20s.
Selling 20s.
That's right. We made 45 to 50,000 a day.
So, like, in the store, right? So, in the store, like, does the store operate as a normal store as well, or just...
No. Nothing. You just walk in there, go to the back, glass, stick your hand in there, stick the money in there, get what you gotta get, and walk out. It wasn't really a lot of police trouble then.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't no such thing as TNT.
So why do they call it the jukebox?
Well, that name, I can't run the corner to that name.
Oh, I can't run the jukebox.
Huh?
It was already the jukebox when you came around the corner.
Yes, when we came around that corner, it was the jukebox. Mind you now, I'm down with Jay. Jay down with Poe. I didn't have to deal with none of them. Only person I had to answer to was Big J.
Yeah.
Wonderful dude. All they said.
My God, I was locked up with Big J, so.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, now, he don't have to come outside at all. I'm running the whole operation for him. If he want to stay in the house, he can stay in the house or whatever. It was time that he seen nothing but the money. Like, I go get to work, I put it to work together, I put it in the spot, I get the money, and when everything is done, at the end of the day, I come see him. Like I tell you, we open up one and we do it. Everything. Mm. 12 to 12.
So you said that the jukebox is making about 40, 50,000 a day.
Yes. Easy, right? So now I'm like, you know what I'm saying, I'm learning everything. I'm putting in the work, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing everything. I'm doing my part. Lieutenant, okay. I'm gonna do this the right way, this and everything.
But what made Jay select you? Cause you didn't get high. And yes, see the potential.
Yes, I didn't get high. Nothing. He seen the potential in me. And I, like I said, I came from around the corner with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? They was older than me. They was doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They were smoking woolers, this and that and thing. But it was still a crew. You know. Yeah. So now he see me. Okay. He put me there. Now I bring in everybody else. You know, I got a crew and everything, which I always remind Jay and I remind old people too. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing something with somebody and then you have your people who's there along with them, that's not the person. Like I just said, everybody that was in the jukebox with us was in Jay crew. It was my crew.
It was your crew that you brought, that was your young friends that you brought around to Jay.
Yes. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how that deal was, you know. And I had to all let people. I went through a whole lot. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, Jay was my man. We didn't see eye to eye all the time, this and that thing, because there was a lot of things that, you know what I'm saying, he was in so much of power that I couldn't me and a lot of old people couldn't.
I know he fucked up some money because I remember Alpo said some shit like that.
And yeah, listen to that. I was gonna tell you about that, right? Because I waited that many years to confront Pope. If you listen to the thing, when he said, yeah, I was messing with nigga Big J, 4050, he had a little black dude down where he was talking about me. When he said, I was gonna kill him, I keep getting phone calls. Yo, Manny jumped out of cab and left for key. Oh, the police ran in Manny's house and took a key. He was talking about me.
Yeah. Wow.
So, long story short, though, when he came home, I talked to him about that, too, and he told me why he said that. So, but now, look, right? So now, we doing our thing or whatever and everything. And what I'm about to tell you right now, if I was in my house when this happened, what I'm about to tell you, I wouldn't be sitting here right now talking to you.
Mm.
Okay? The police ran in my house once.
Yeah.
Right? I wasn't there. I was in my truck on my way there, and somebody told me I pulled up on my block, but on 7th Avenue, and I looked, and I seen all the police, trucks, everything, bomb squad, everything. You know the tar paper that they be using, the big heavy plastic?
Yeah.
They dropped that on my whole building.
Yeah, the tops on the building, okay.
They dropped that. I lived in a tenement building. They dropped that from the roof all the way down.
All the way down to the floor. Wow.
To the ground. And the reason why, I already know. That's what I said. I wouldn't be here right now. I had two sticks of dynamite with the timer on it in my house. I had a crate of live grenades in my house. I'm not talking about all the guns and everything. Mm-hmm. So when they ran in my house and seen that, the bomb squad had to come.
Wow.
Not there. You know, I'm sitting in my truck.
What made you run in your house? Somebody was telling?
Well, it had to be. I never even went through anything. Like a lot of people, like, oh, they followed the people because I had the people coming. You know what I'm saying? We're selling so much. I just sent out like $10,000 from work, and every half hour, whatever they finished, they gotta come back. So they were like, they could have followed them from home 45th to home 48th Street to my house. But then also, down the line, I hear one of the police that used to be messing with everybody. They're like, yeah, we had this guy in your hallway. He was crying. I ain't gonna say no name, because me and him was high and everything. I never asked why. But yo, he was crying like a baby. He didn't want to send us upstairs to your house.
Point, basically.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So I left it there. But yeah, so he finds all the guns, all this here crazy. I had C2 and C4. You know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is.
That in my house. Right?
So like, what? Like, is anybody in the house when this happened?
Yes. Yes. I had my first girlfriend ever. She was there and she was watching my sister kids. They took my sister kids. Look, out of the whole ordeal, my sister kids was locked up the longest. They took my sister kids for like 8 months. Yes, for 8 months. They was in the system. Me, I never was in there. They didn't know that my girl was young. They thought she was a little older, how she looked and everything. So they charged her. Mm. Now, I talk to her still right now today. Me and I got a daughter together with me and her. It's like brothers and sisters now. And she was like, yo, man, you know how I got off of that? Because she got off of that. Not that she was young, but she didn't get no probation, nothing. Somebody in her family was a powerful Mason.
Wow.
He explained it to me. I ain't go through the thing, but they were like, yo, you know, the Masons, I don't know how they do it or whatever, but they got me off it. So now, after all that and everything, you know, a couple of months later, you know, I'm on 45th Street at the jukebox and everything. TNT runs in the spot now.
And Big J still running the spot?
Big J still running the spot. Yo, you notice I ain't mentioned nothing about him because the whole spot reflected around me. He wasn't even in the picture, but he was my man. He, you know, I had to answer to him.
Yeah.
But like I said, if he didn't want to, he didn't have to come outside because I did everything. I'm the one got in all the trouble and everything, not him. You know? Yeah. So now, you know, we doing what we got
to do. Oh, you running the spot for Jay.
Yes. Yes. And he loved it. And you know, he told me, he always was throwing hints like, yo, you should take the spot from Jay. He always told me that. I just never caught on to it or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So
Did you ever get any beef over the spot?
Excuse me?
Did you ever get any into any beef over the spot?
All the time. I had big problems over there. Me. One problem, our bottles was $20. Oh, like, yo, drop the bottles, $15. We like, oh, all right, because this is when all of them on the hill, Papoose, all of them, everybody
has to say. Y'all selling crack or y'all selling saw?
Saw. In glass bottles. So we dropped our bottles from 20 to 15. Now we had some people in the block that was serious. I can say that Goblin's there. He passed away in jail. Georgie Forwellen. The Forwellen brothers. Dangerous, vicious. So I comes out my regular, you know what I'm saying, 12 o'clock, open up the jukebox, this and that. So I open up the jukebox. So I put a machine gun out on me. And I pulled my hands up. He said, put your hands down. This ain't no robbery, but it could be a homicide. He said, yo, what Poe trying to do? He trying to run me out of business? He used to work for me on the east side. Tell a nigga Poe, that's how I want to see him. Tell him and Jay, I want to talk to them. So I said, okay, cool. Poe ain't around. Let me go upstairs. Jay there right around the corner. Let me go tell Jay. I goes upstairs to tell Jay. So when I said the dude's name, Jay jumped up out the bed and jumped in the closet. So I'm like, yo.
He jumped in the closet? Like, was he scared or something?
Yeah, but I don't know what type of dude this is. They know him. I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Where block is he from? The Fuella brother, George.
Well, he was in Hopeway Fishfield with us, but down the block. But they say he was from up the east side, the Metropolitan.
Okay.
He made the papers and anything. He was a big dope boy. But long story short, when I tell my man Jay jumps in the closet from out the bed. And I'm like, no, he ain't in the house. He said, oh, I'm not going down there. Call Poe. I said, okay. So we calls Poe. Poe come. He gets in the van with me. So while I'm driving around 40 Fisher, he's telling him what happened. The same guy opened up the door while we was moving slow.
The same dude that put the hammer to you?
Yes. He snatched the car door open. And he was telling Poe, like, yo, you used to be with me, man. What are you trying to play with me? This and that and everything.
You have a hammer?
He had the hammer out. Poe kicks the car door more on him. And when Poe kicks the car door on him, he starts shooting in the car. And he shoots Poe in the leg one time. Poe jumps out while I'm still moving. He jumps out, and I watch him. He jumps on a moving cab and start talking Spanish, and the cab took him right off.
Wow.
So now that was
weird. He shot Poe.
Yeah, he shot him in the leg. Now, I don't know. I know this dude. I don't know what people would think. He never was a punk, never was a tough dude, this and that, anything, you know what I'm saying? But all his activities came after he left what he finished me. When he went to DC, he turned into something else.
Okay. So what did he do after the dude shot him? He didn't do nothing? He got off the block? Did he run off the block? Did he stop hustling?
No. We still there. We still there. We tried to do what we got to do. It was a whole big thing.
It was a little war.
It was a little war. You know what I'm saying? Dude got away. He got away, and then we all standing around and everything, you know, because it was a lot of little episodes. We all standing around and they talking about, like, yo, this got away, because I brought somebody in from Queens to take care of the problem, you know. Okay. And when we went to take care of the problem, things wasn't right with the hammer and everything, and Homeway got away, and he knew it was coming from, so now we on guard. But at the same time, while we talking about it, the police rose on us. We all gotta run. One guy's name is Johnny Moon. He's in the picture with me.
Yeah.
One standing up.
Yeah.
Behind this short guy. He starts shooting at the police.
Oh, man.
So when the police car pulls up, we all running, shoots at the police car and everything, and gets caught, him and my man that I brought from out here in Queens, from where I'm at now. They get caught. I don't know how it happened, whatever, long as they get out. My man from Queens that didn't do the shooting, he stayed in the longest, and then case got out, this and that. Then my man Moon, that's in the picture with me right now, he got 210 years. I sent you
that same, but that same shoot at the police?
No, from all other shit. Now, Now he started robbing. Him and Jay grew up with each other. Now he's robbing everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And he never robbed me or nothing like that, you know? But he was robbing the workers.
So was he getting high?
Excuse me?
Was Moon getting high?
No. He was a little... Oh. He grew up. Him and Jay grew up as little kids in the same block and everything. I'm right. Talking about they grew up.
I remember Jay used to talk about L.A. too, to me a lot.
Yeah. I tell you about it. So now, the guy Johnny Moon, Jay, tighten him up, get him out of your head, take this here. This is such and such, give him a whole one, let him go out of town. This dude get pulled over on the highway, he bodies the state trooper and get away.
Mm. Wow.
So now he feel Jay owe him something because Jay won't give him that no more. This is why Jay moved. This is when Jay moved from out of New York.
Oh, Jay left New York.
Jay left New York, he went to Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay, so now why Jay in Virginia, whatever, we still
rocking at the jukebox.
Yes, so now it's me.
Now you in charge.
I'm in charge.
You're dealing with Poe directly.
No. I'm still dealing with Jay. Yeah. I never dealing with Poe.
Yeah.
When they finish doing what they doing, I just get on the train or whatever, take the money to him and everything. So now the kid Johnny Moon, he runs down on me one time. I got like $700 in my pocket. I already know him. He's shooting at everybody, shooting at police, this and that, and they got the biggest gun. I never seen this gun in my life before until he pulled it out on me. He pulls a gun out like this, and he's still out his waist, a handgun. And I'm like, oh, what I'm looking? A 357 automatic.
Yeah.
I never saw one before. So he don't got to ask me for nothing. I know what he is. I go in my pocket, I give him my $700, and I ask him. I say, yo, man, what's up, man? I told me you was all right. What's this about? He said, yo, I'm after Jay. I know you running everything for him. And when I catch up to him, I'm going to kill him and his family, this and that and everything. So I was like, yeah, all right. I told him, I said, yo, Moon, I don't fuck with Jay no more. He gave me back my money and said, yo, get money because Jay, I'm going to kill Jay. So I said, all right. Now, I let Jay know everything and shit, what's going on, this and that, and then he get, now he flips on me. This is what me and him had out for all of that. He tells me, yo, when I get this dude killed, I'm getting you killed too.
So he told you that?
Yes, my man. My man. I said, what? Because I told him, I said, yo, if you ain't gonna be up here, I said, yo, I'm doing my own thing. I'm not gonna mess with you no more. And I said, I'm not gonna say that you can't come out here hustle and make no money, but you can't have no crew out here.
That's what you telling Jay.
So I told Jay.
Cause you got all the little muscle. You got all the
Everybody's down with me, and you know I'm getting older and older as time go by, and I'm learning.
And you don't get high. Your vision is clear.
For one, I already explained to him, I'm getting $1,000 a day, right? I got five people down with me in the jukebox. I got to pay them out my $1,000. Not good.
Yeah.
At first, it was good. I didn't care because I'm, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm learning, I'm like, hold on. I'm making $45,000, $50,000 a day. You give me $1,000 and I get to pay everybody out of it?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is how this gonna go. Let me just talk to him one time first. Yo, Jay, listen, you don't gotta give me $1,000 a day. Let me have Sundays. Let me just have my own work on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it. And I still run everything for you. Nah. Okay, cool then. Your service is no longer needed. This is our fallout now. Now, Jay. You see all of them right there? Anybody looking? Because I already talked to my crew already. And they was 100%
ready.
I said, like, you see them right there? I said, yo, that's my crew, not yours. I'm the only person here down with you. That's it. Nobody else.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Well, you can't have nothing out here no more. You can come out here and do whatever you want to do by yourself, but you can't have nothing out here. I took off from there. Yeah. I talked to Poe. Poe left now.
Poe in D.C.
Poe goes to D.C. now.
Yeah.
So when he comes up one time, he see me. I had a Nissan Stanza. I brought a Nissan Stanford Ratchet. He said, yo, that's your car right there? I said, yeah. He said, yo, you gotta put rims on there. He said, yo, come to my house at such such time. I said, okay. So I goes to meet him at his house. He's not there. His mother, God bless his dad's mom, she was there. That's what I tell you, I was able to come around the family.
Yeah.
He said, Albert left. He told me to give you this here. It was an envelope with a note in it. He put $3,000 in an envelope, and the note said, get some room for your car. I'll see you when I come back. That's my man. That was my man. So now,
let me ask you a question, because, you know, there's a lot of speculation about Alpo. I mean, Sub-Zero's another YouTube dude. He talks about, like, Alpo with the ladies. How was Alpo with the ladies during this time? Was he like a savage?
Yes. Let me tell you this, right? Despite all what he did, or what people say this and that, because I go by different stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all right, he told him not justifying anything about he told this and that and anything, but I go with this. Whatever he did, he said he did for himself, right? And if it don't affect you, then hey, it don't affect you. As a man or whatever, you know right from wrong, you know what to do. Like when he came on, even when he came home from jail, I talked with a lot of my friends, even my friends that was babies when I was like, yo, you shouldn't be talking to him. This, that. I said, why not? He said, yo, he's a rat. I said, guess what? If I don't talk to him because he told, I shouldn't talk to half of you niggas. I was in a barbershop when I said, hey, everybody looking
at me. Niggas came to you in a barbershop, like, why you talking to him?
We was in the barbershop, and a couple of dudes in there were like, yo, you shouldn't be talking to him.
He was in a phone with him.
No. They see me, he came to see me and everything. But look, they were like, in the barbershop, they were like, you know how we in the barbershop, hey, right? They're like, yo, we ain't even gonna tell you, yo, you shouldn't be talking to that nigga, man, and niggas are rat, this and that. I said, yeah, you're right. I said, you know what? I said, I'm not gonna justify what he did or whatever. I said, regardless of what he did, he's still my friend. He was my friend before he left, he's my friend now. I said, and if I don't talk to him because he told, I shouldn't talk to half of y'all in here, because I'm sure y'all told. So everybody's looking at me like, I can name them all.
Yeah, you don't want to do all that.
Hey, I don't got to go do all that. You know what I'm saying? I can start naming people this and that and everything. Yeah. So we left it like that. Now, when he came home from jail, he called me one day with a black number, and he said, yo, I'm gonna need that money, you know, the key that you said the police took that they never took out the house, this and that, and that. I said, Poe, what up? I knew it was him. I said, yo, Poe, what's up, right?
Yeah.
He said, yo, I wanna talk with you and shit. He said, well, yes, I'm in the house. He said, yo, what time you can meet me on 45th Street? I said, I'm coming right now. He said, all right, I want you to meet me on 45th. So I met him on 45th Street. He said, yo, let's go down here by the jukebox where we used to be at. He said, yo, man, you know why I want to bring you down here? He said, yo, you made me a lot of money in this spot. He said, I'm not even going to say Jay because I know you ran everything. He said, you made me a lot of money in this spot, and I appreciate it. He said, yo, I'm going to tell you this one thing I respect about you. He said, yo, you a day one dude, man. He said, yo, as I was locked up, I hear everything. He said, yo, you never ever did an interview. It's my first interview right here.
Wow. You giving me your first interview exclusive to Western Number TV.
And a lot of people,
Patty Bills, know, the whole world, man.
Let me tell you this, bro. I'm going to tell you this first. I know everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know me. Look, AZ, wonderful dude. I know AZ. AZ don't know nothing about me.
Yeah.
I never hang with AZ. I never hanged around him.
He was J-Man.
Yes. I never hanged around none of them. I never hanged around Rich, Cobbless, Dead, nobody. Only thing I would hang around with Jay, and I used to be around Nick Post sometime. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I remember you said something to me about, like somebody, they was confronting you about, you talking to Alpo, and they said something about Pat.
I don't want to say the name, but it was said like, yo, I'm not talking to you. You talk to the rat, this and that and anything. I'm like, you know what? I had to break the whole story down. I said, yo, I can't say nothing about that. I can't say about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk to you. But I can't say nothing about that. Down the line, we get to that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this bold dude was I don't know what it was with him and the chicks. Yeah, he had them all, and he was a funny dude because every chick that he fucked with, he brought them a diamond name bracelet. So every time somebody see a chick out there and shit. Back then, it was a handful of bad joints. Like right now, we got all bad joints. Yeah. Back then,
it was a handful.
Out of 20, it was 4 out of every 20.
All right. So 25% ratio then.
With him, all the joints was bad because he had all of them. Yeah, he had them all. Like, he had crews. If these 7 girls was together, he'd have knocked up all 7 of them. And they know. But he brought every chick.
All of them got the bracelets on at the same time.
Everybody got bracelets on. Everybody that he knocked off in Harlem had a diamond bracelet with their name on it.
So he was tricking too, though.
Big time. But you know what, though? It was tricking, but it was something like we didn't care. We had the money. And at that point in time, when you see one of our friends, like, hey, you and me, like, y'all see one of our friends, yo, oh, shit, man, like, what's up? Oh, dude, what's up? How you doing, man? Nah, I'm all right, man, I'm a little messed up, this and that. And they go, here, man, never count nothing. Yeah, take that. Never count nothing. We just come outside. Sometimes we just come outside with an extra $1,000, $2,000 on bike, we know we about to give it away. But we enjoyed ourselves, and you know what I'm saying, we have fun. I was always all right with everybody. I know everybody. I knew the
now back then, I'm gonna ask you a question. So you was in the jukebox. Did y'all ever have any run-ins with like Preacher's Crew or the Lynch Mob during that time?
Listen, when I got the block for myself.
Yeah.
Yes, not big because, I always use this. It was one time someone came to me for a preacher. Like, yo, man, big fella asking questions about you, yada, 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 right? So, yeah. He said, yo, I told him you like family. So I'm going to tell you this. Keep your eyes open and be careful because he might send somebody else behind me. I'm not ready to go to war with this dude right here because I'm like everybody else. I hear all the stories and everything. Yeah. So I know who he was down with.
Yeah.
So me thinking, I went to one of the persons that he was down with and said, yo, I need such and such, and they gave it to me. Right? I never dealt with it. But when they gave it to me, I had somebody in the Bronx, and I just gave it right to them. And when he finally came around, you know what he said to me? He said, yo, young blood, I was like, he said, yo, he was a smart man. And a lot of people didn't understand what he was talking about, but I did. Yeah. I went to the people that he was down with and took something off with them, whereas if he tried to lean on me for anything, it's like he's taking it from them.
Amen.
Or he couldn't do it. So he couldn't do it. So I, you know.
That was smart. You was playing chess, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I did, you know what I'm saying? And then we had the other dude named Andre Page. He died in jail. He's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Big dude. He's keep the vest on it. He had his own crew. They used to dress up like police, find out where the drugs was at, go in the house, kill everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
He came up on me on 45th Street one time. And this is why I was with Jay.
But this is the jukebox they want to call y'all.
The jukebox. He was like, man, he said, just listen. He said, my job is to find out where it's at. I'm going to the house, I kill everybody. If you got fish and they moving too much, I'm killing them too. He said, but I like you. I heard a lot about you. He said, I heard you got them glass bottles up the block. He said, these guys, he said, let me get 2 of them. I said, hold on. Called my man up the block. I said, yo, bring me 2 clips. Instead of 2 bottles, I gave him 20. Yeah, 20. But me and him had a good relationship because whatever he was doing, but he was bringing me everything. Like, yo, you got 8,000? I was like, yeah. He said, oh, I need it. I give him 8,000. Give me a whole joint, half a joint, just like that. So
the dude from the Bronx.
Yeah, so me and him,
like, he caught a juke. If he caught a juke with some work,
he'd bring it to me.
He bring it to you.
Yes.
Get some money, and you getting it at a good deal price.
Yes.
Good deal,
right? So now I tell you this, right?
So what happened between you and Jay? When you got the block, did Jay want to beef with you?
Yes. He wanted to beef with me. Look what happened with us. He wanted to beef. He already told me, even though I was down with him forever, so I already know you did nothing to nobody before. I love you. You already know how I'm playing. You know my truth. Let's stay family, right? So now, you want to beef with me and anything. I left one person in the block that was down with us, but he was down with Jay. I left him in the block. Long story short, one of Jay's friends was robbing him, and the next day he'd come and stand and talk with me and everything as if I'm, you know what I'm saying, he's down with me. So this guy's looking and like, yo, man, he said this guy to rob me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, him and his crew come at nighttime in cars shooting at us. Mm. So, my boy Stoney, God bless the dead.
He's in that picture. Stoney, man, I'm going to go through some of the pictures, man. Like that you got.
Stoney is a light-skinned guy.
Yeah, Stoney. What's the other? I'm going to ask you about some of these guys, man. All right, K-Bird, that's K-Bird. Who's he?
K-Bird, that was like one of Jay's best friends. He was also down with us too, but it's just that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm the one that was straight up, never doing nothing. He, you know what I'm saying? Jay had me in front of him, but he's with Jay. He was the strong guy then, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that, whatever happens, he's gonna put in the work.
What about Ty? Was it Ty Boy? Or?
He came all the way at the end. He wasn't on the J half. He was on my half.
So that's your crew.
Yes, yes.
Mike Black,
my crew. That was these was all my strong people. He got everybody got killed on 45th Street. Would you believe that?
All those guys in that picture got killed, they all dead. I know Jay.
Well, Jay died in the house. K-Bird died in the hospital. Ty Boy and Mike, they got killed on the block.
And what about Stoney?
Stoney got killed in Pennsylvania.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Stoney was like, I raised him, you know what I'm saying? The guy that I had the problem with over Jay, Stoney and him was
George. The dude George?
No, not George. The kid named Terrence.
Uh-huh.
When I took the block from Jay, I left him in the block, but I never dealt with him. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he was doing, Jay was still doing. We had the problem, and Stoney and him was first cousin, but Stoney was down with me. Mm-hmm. So when it went all out, it went all out. So here we go now, right? We had a little situation and everything, right? It was early in the morning thing. And I had just talked to this guy, Terrence, about the dude robbing him. I don't have nothing to do with it, this and that and everything. So he said, all right. I said, yo, just leave it alone. Let me take care of this problem, this and that. So the very next day, I come out early in the morning to do what I got to do or whatever, you know? And what, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and people shooting at me.
They shooting at you?
Three people shooting at me. So I get by the mailbox and look, and it's this dude I just talked to yesterday. That's down with Jay, right?
So you think Jay sent him at you?
Okay, look, he said he did. I talked to him, he said he did. But at the same time, They shooting at me. It's the kid's Jay best friend, right? And another dude. They shooting at me. I get hit to my foot one time, and I run from there. And the only person out there at 10 o'clock in the morning is the mailman. Who's the mailman? It kills the mailman.
The mailman?
Yes, why I'm holding him.
Wow.
I'm holding the mailman. right there on the corner, holding the mailman. They shoots him in the chest about 8 times.
You holding the mailman?
I'm not letting him go.
And they killed the mailman while you holding him?
I was holding him. Every bullet hit him, I fell. All the shots, I got hit in my foot one time.
Did the dude get locked up for shooting the mailman?
The police caught all three of them right there on the spot. Look, 10 o'clock in the morning, going on, right? Guess what?
When I'm it's in all house, over the block.
Right on 45th Street.
That's right, but this, all, the root cause of this is basically control of the block.
Yes. Now, I'm in the hospital, and the police comes in the hospital, like, Manny. I'm like, Manny? They know my name and everything. He said, yeah, we seen everything. We caught them. He said, today was your day. We was waiting for you to open the jukebox up so we could lock you up, because I never got locked up. Mm. They knew me, and I was young, so I used to talk my fly shit to the police. Like, yo, fuck y'all. They're bigger than this. Y'all gonna need the feds to give me. You know the young boy. They talk. So I was going through all that. So they always wanted me, even when they ran to my house on the wall, they wrote, tell Alpo and Big J they next. They wrote that on the wall. I went back in house afterwards. But you know.
But they said at this time, like, because I remember what they said when Alpo went to DC, he was on the fans was wanting him for shit in Harlem already at that time.
You know what? I never knew that. I never knew that, but it could have been like that.
They were saying, Alpo said that Rich Cousin snitched on him.
Yeah, I heard that too. I can't think of his name. I know him. Nut
is the one that has something to do with the with Darnell.
No.
Nut
is the one that's still locked up.
Apple's the one that has something to do with Darnell.
Apple was the uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. Nut was the one that snitched on Pope.
Yeah, that's well alleged.
Allegedly, in Pope paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I never looked in to none of that and everything, you know, because I was doing my own thing. I stayed away from all of them, you know. I didn't deal with nobody.
They wanted to get you because they really wanted Poe and Jay bad. Because I remember Jay told me back then he had no bids until, like, you know, later on, you know,
cause he got caught out. Later on, he got locked up for other dumb shit, you know.
Yeah.
That was after me and him, but I still talk with him a lot and everything.
Before he passed you?
Yeah, we grew up with him. He showed me everything that I knew, so, you know, I always respected him, you know what I'm saying? And we still made him feel good because we called him the chief, even though I was the chief at this time now. But when he come around, we're like, oh, the chief is out. Yo, what's up, chief? When we stand around him, you know when he come out, everybody stands around him.
He's a funny nigga, too. I ain't going to say a lot.
No, he was.
Jay is a joking. Jay loved the joke. He all loved it like roast.
Yo, I argue with people right now today, and I tell everybody, I say, yo, one, my man Jay was the flyest nigga in Harlem at once. Yo,
he was fat, I mean, tall, chubby, fly nigga, curly hair and shit.
Yes, yes.
They thought he had all the joints, too.
And nobody don't know, and I argue with people all the time about this here one, too, besides Joe Hammond days, the basketball player Joe Hammond.
He played ball. Jacob played ball.
He had the best team ever in the Rucker. Yeah, the best team ever in the Rucker.
Yes. That's when they grew up playing ball. Like him and
Jay right,
all played ball together.
He was that nice. You know, Jay was real skinny and tall.
He was skinny. He was skinny and tall. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. We was up north together, me and Jay.
Yeah.
And Jay used to play ball. At the time, he's probably in his late 30s, maybe early 40s. But he was still chubby. Mm-hmm. But Jay definitely could play ball, like basketball.
Yeah, he was good.
Jay was on. I coached the team. Good. I was a coach.
Yeah.
I used to call me Phil Jackson in the joint. I had a mean team for our unit, and I never called timeouts. And Jay was on my team. Jay was on my team, but Jay, like, you know, because Jay was kind of older, so I would give Jay some burn sparingly, you know, because he'd get winded real fast.
Yeah.
And I had to sit him on the bench and put the young boys in. Which, yeah. Like, but the burst, the energy, when, you know, the minutes that he giving me. Jacob Ward.
He always
had a jump.
Yeah, he always
had a sack jump shot.
and talk is talk too.
Oh, we talk cash shit.
Yeah, always. Always.
Cash shit. But he's a funny, like, you know, God bless the dead, man. I mean, it hurt my heart because I didn't know when I talked to Manny, you know, prior to the, you know, the interview and all that, I didn't know that Jay was gone, you know what I'm saying? And he told
me
that Jay had passed.
I think it was like, it could have been 4 years. 4 years, the most, you know what I'm saying? On Halloween, they said he had a heart attack in the house, but I know what it was. You know, I didn't go through it or nothing like that, because around this here time, a lot of people dying from that fentanyl. And right now the date, people is dying from that fentanyl.
Great.
A lot of people don't understand that what they doing is they putting it on weed and everything. Mm. So you got a lot of people that's dropping dead, like you going into a coma, that's that fentanyl. They spraying it, mist on the weed, letting it dry up, and when you smoke it, that joint go to your brain, put you straight in a coma.
Wow.
And a lot of people that's passing away now that they said having heart attacks and this and that, it's not that, it's the fentanyl. It's killing people.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people going that way. And God bless the dead. I mean, God bless me anyway. Like, that's one thing that I have to worry about. Like, a lot of people always say, don't never say never. I always tell people, I'm never going to do drugs.
Yeah, that's good, bro.
I never did nothing, man. Yo,
that's great.
Right now, I'm 54.
I
open up a brick a day, every day. I never said, oh, let me take me a hit or this or that or the. I never did none of that. I never tasted a beer in my life. I done brought bars. I done went to clubs and brought bars out coming up. I had all this champagne we popping and anything.
You ain't drinking none of it.
Drink none of it. On my birthday, I'm buying Cristal left and right. And all I want to do to make me happy is open it. I want to shake it. I want to pop it open, and I want to pass it.
Maybe take a picture.
Yo, that's it. But because I never drunk it.
I
be in the juice bar. You know, people go in there and drink their little Tiger Bone shots.
You drink your little ginger shots.
Nah, I don't even drink that. That's not, I'll be like, I was like, how people be drinking this shit too strong for me? I'm not drinking this.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just roots. Man. I'm not doing nothing, man. I tell people all the time, I say, yo, before I start doing anything, and I mean it, I tell people all the time, I say, yo, I'm gonna sip me a beer or something first and see.
See what it,
I'm not gonna do it.
Too late to start now, man. You 54, you only keep doing
what you're doing. I'm not gonna do it. I was blessed, man. I cannot go on wood. I done did everything in the streets from A to Z. And you could put A to Z together, whatever how you want to do it. I ain't never been locked up. I've been through central booking and all that plenty of time for dumb stuff and anything. But I never did no bid in my life.
That's good, bro.
And now this damn time, I look like a fool to get locked up.
I feel you, man. That's why that's why we promote on What's the Numbers TV to find something to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Find something to do to make you some money that's, you know, legal. You know what I'm saying?
Like
shit like that.
I can say it, right? I can say it. And it's for whoever's going to listen to it, whatever and everything. Because I talk to a lot of my friends now and a lot of the people that's growing up and stuff. And I tell them, I say, yo, yeah, I sold drugs and shit. I say, yo. I didn't like it at all. I said, I said that was the wackest thing in the world. But I did, and we all did it. Anything. So I always tell people, like, yo, you shouldn't do that.
Hey, I got a question for you. Like, with Poe died and all that. So like, were you in contact with him a little bit after the time you seen him?
Yes, always. When he came. When she was here all the time, you'd think he was living here or whatever and shit. We talked a lot. You know what I'm saying? He called me sometime. Yo, just checking on you. See how you doing? What's up? What you black ass doing? This and that and everything. Yo, I'm hanging out with Tone Wapping on. Yo, come out. All right. We talked like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never do nothing with him and anything. You know? Yeah, he got history.
We had a conversation with him. We had a conversation.
Yeah, we had
when you found out he was dead, Like, how did that, like, where were you at? Like, what was your reaction to that?
I'm gonna say this to you. You know about Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
You know about Tupac?
Yeah.
When I say them two names, what do you know about them two?
It was mysterious.
Not mysterious. Don't people always see them? Right now, today?
What you mean, like?
Elvis Presley and Tupac.
Yeah, they always say it, man. They see
people say, nah. Man, I see Elvis Presley in the mall. Oh, I see Tupac over there, this and that.
He's always there, psychic. Yeah, of course.
Yo, he's going to be one of those. You know why he's going to be one of those?
Why?
When Bo got shot on 151st Street and 8th Avenue, he drove his truck to 148th Street by the precinct.
And
stopped right there, right?
Yeah.
From Harlem. We're from Harlem.
Yeah.
Anything that goes on Harlem, we know. Look at this. Guess who took him out the,
I seen the video. The police took him out the truck.
What police took him out the truck?
I mean, the video that I seen was NYPD. It was like uniform.
Okay. Well, they said it was some different police there that came and got him.
Well, they said it was pumping his I seen him like, they was pumping, trying to suffocate him. Seen that video.
Look, after that, who removed him from there was different police.
Different police removed him from there?
Yes. Look, where did they take him to? I know. I got a baby mother that works.
They said Harlem Hospital, supposedly, right?
Nobody seen them in there. I got a baby mother that works in there. That works in there for over 25 years. She said they ain't bring no alcohol in here.
But he was under that other name, though.
Hey, listen, they ain't bring no alcohol in here. Look at this. Oh, he died. He died in the hospital. Okay, cool. We from Harlem. No funeral service, no cremation.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, I mean, I heard that they cremated his body, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we interviewed Paparazzi Polk, his alleged son. I don't know if he's
I never met him before. I hear a lot of, I watch him, though. I never heard him.
We interviewed him, you know what I'm saying? We ain't never asked him about that. And then I know Gumby is his son, too, you know what I'm saying, on the east side. But, like, I mean, it's a lot of that speculation, because there was, I ain't afraid, it was very, like, I was thinking, like, the next of kin, because, like, supposedly he might have sold his rights to a movie studio prior to. They said, like, Misa was working on that with helping them, with Misa and Mary J. Blige.
Well, you know, he told me, I don't know who was doing it, right? He was working on something called The Real Story from the Man Himself.
That was going to be the name of it.
Yes, and I love you to know that. You remember when he showed the little thing with him, when he was showing, okay, I had Rich here. I told him, I said, bro, why did you do that? It's like you opening up a can of wounds, or you, like, you know what I'm saying, or you and the family face, you know what I'm saying, this and that. And he said, yo, no. He said, somebody leaked that. That's part of the movie. Somebody leaked it. That wasn't supposed to be out. And I said, oh, actually, I was like, yo, that right there, you shouldn't have done no interview with that. Let me tell you this, though, right? When he said he was going to kill me, right? I asked him that while he was on 45th. You know what he told me?
What he said?
Yo, man, you my man. He said, yo, I was running out of stories. He said, man, I was getting paid top dollars to get interviews while I was locked up. He said,
you said paid top dollars to get interviews while he was locked up?
Yo, all the interviews that he was having? He was getting paid for all of them. And he said, man, I had to make my stories interesting, man, so the money could keep rolling. This is what he told me. He said, every interview that he did, they had to pay him. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Because he was like, yo, man, you my man, B. I know Big J was lying on you. Jay always told him, I give Jay the money, he'd tell him, oh, yo.
Man, he shorted me.
Man, he jumped out of a cab and left a key in the cab. All along, Jay got the money.
I already know Jay told me the slick shit he did, too. He told me he did shit.
Though. Yeah.
He told me that.
He did a lot. But you know what?
And Jay had a habit at the time, too, so.
Big time. They all did. That boy, I know Paul ain't do no drugs. But
I'm ask you a couple questions. Like, say, boom. I remember the scene from Paid in Full, when he shot old boy in the ass or some shit. on the block, came through the, on the block. Remember they paid him for with Cam?
Yeah.
Where he was shot, told me shot the old boy in the ass. And then I heard that that wasn't, like, that was fictionalized a little bit.
Yeah, well, he did a lot of shit, though, like that. Like, he'd make a nigga strip butt naked and walk around the corner and all that dumb shit and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Out the jukebox?
Not in the jukebox. I'm talking about around, period. Like I seen him, I seen, what'd he do? Even playing and everything. I said one time, they stripped Tone Wop. my man Tone Wop. They stripped Tone Wop, he smacked him with his ass. In Great Adventure, you know, I'm like, yo, So they were doing all types of dumb shit. To them, it was fun. And old people were like, yo, come on, man, nigga disrespecting us. You know what I'm saying? But it was, yo, he came around. This is before he went to jail and did all that time. He came around and he had, boy, fireworks, Halloween. He out there with us in the streets throwing eggs and hitting girls and everything with flower socks and stuff. You know, we lived. Even though we did, but we lived, you know. I tell you this, though, a lot of people don't know. They see him driving a lot of cars, right?
Yeah. Recently, before he passed.
They ain't own no cars.
Poe ain't own none of them cars he was driving?
Back then, before he went, no. Man, they go to the garage and take anybody's car out the garage, man.
And so all the cars that him and Rich was driving, they wasn't like, they were saying, Poe was making it seem like Anvil bought a car, Hill bought a car, Rich bought a car.
No. At the end, I think Rich didn't even get a chance. I think when the 300Zs came out with the new body. No, it wasn't even 300Zs. The Porsches. I think him and Rich went and brought a Porsche. Rich never got to drive it. They had the Porsches. But the Poe wasn't having no. Poe was no one in Poe car. Poe used to go in the garage and take anybody's car out the garage, man. I had the witch come with Jay. The Jay had the Saab.
Jay told me he had the Saab. Yeah, Jay showed me the picture of the Saab.
So look, I got the Saab now, right? And I used to have to hide the Saab so that Nick Poe won't get it. Because he go in the garage and take anybody's car. And they gave it to him, too.
Yeah.
You know? And then we got to wait. And instead of him putting it back, he'll give it to somebody. He'll give it to you. Like, yo, here, you can drive that. Put it in the garage when you finish. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
It was a different era then, man.
Yeah, it was different. And a lot of people that be doing a lot of talking and stuff like that there, all you gotta do is anybody can be like, how old are you? And when they tell you that they 30, and you be like, oh, you was a baby when all this was going on.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. I know I was a kid.
You know? So a lot of people is doing a lot of talk and it's hearsay. You know, mm-hmm. You going by what this person said to that person, and that person said to that.
You was there. You was actually outside.
Yeah, I was outside.
You been to the rooftop before?
Yeah, all day long. That was my spot. You know, I had to tell Dame Dash that, my man Dame Dash. He was on me like, yo, Manny, man, we gotta do a short story, this and that, because when they were doing the movie, he gonna tell his man Jay Black, who was in the movie, you know, tell Manny I'm gonna give him $40 to be an extra. I had to go straight to him.
Uh-huh.
And let him know, yo, Dame, you can't give me $40 to be no extra, something that I was involved with. I said, yo,
I was there for real.
I said, yo, the scene you get ready to do, that was me driving Poe when he got shot. I said, I was there. So how could you give me $40? I said, yo, AZ did a wonderful job writing this here. I said, but I could rewrite this if I want to, man.
You got first hand experience. Yeah.
Yes.
And like I said, somebody might could contact you, you know, about, because I'm pretty sure it's a movie in the making about Mr. Martinez, man.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it might be.
So I'm pretty sure, but like you said, it's a mystery. So you know, we may never know, man.
That's my theory, you know what I'm saying? If he gone, he gone. But at the same time, I heard nothing. We hear everything that's going on in these streets, man.
Yeah.
We hear everything, man. So if he cremated, okay.
Manny, it was a pleasure doing this with you. I'm definitely gonna bring, we definitely gonna bring you back. You know, just ask you, because I like your energy. I like what you bring to the table, and you know, this is general conversation, man. How you feel about things from your perspective, and if you can just, you know, give a shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out to, man, and you know.
Well, I want to give out for one. I want to give a shout out to my crew, the Jukebox crew. I lost a couple of brothers in the Jukebox crew, but all the rest of us. And believe it or not, it's still about 9-10 of us. We's in a group chat every week. Us, we all spread it out, and we all stay in touch with each other and everything. And then I have my sister / daughter's mother, Judy, who been through it all with us too. A lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying? I want to just say good to everybody, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I give a shout out to everybody, you know, AZ, wonderful dude, to get me wrong and everything, you know. And like I said, I know him. He don't know much about me or whatever, but I always love what he did and what he do.
All
right. Yo, this is Manny Black. I want to give a big, big shout out to What's the Number TV, All Facts, No Cap. I want to thank y'all for having me here. Jukebox Manny. One.
Peace.